up if we win. As I'm president-elect, I'm going to get that done. I'm going to do it before we ever get back. We have to get it stopped. Too much killing. It's killing, and all of those cities are coming crashing down. Those beautiful golden domes are crashing down on their sides. They're so sad to see. The whole thing is so sad.
See, the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath, a driving wind swirling down on the heads of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he fully accomplishes the purposes of his heart. In days to come, you will understand this.
You guys know what this represents?
What all of it?
Remember, it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be calm before the storm.
President Trump at the Al Smith Dinner. Did you guys see that? It was not a disappointment at all. These speeches will go down in history as some of the greatest of all time in taking back American freedom, taking our freedom back, what they stole from us, from these evil tyrants. They were all sitting there. That room was filled with evil. Yet he masterfully put them in fear. So much to cover, guys. We've got a lot of comms, a lot of good information that was put out by many folks, catching many things that are going on around us leading up to this election. It's getting hot. Here we go.
38th record close yesterday, now sitting at 43,077. What's your take in terms of allocating money right now?
Well,
what do you want to do before the election?
You know, if you believe Trump will win, then you stay with financials and you stay with small caps. If Trump does not win, think about higher taxes and think about an even slower economy, because a lot of the stuff is not stimulative. It's going to slow things down even more. More regulations, less stimulus. So, you know, it's really, you've got to make a decision on who you expect to win. And I think that that lead in, I mean, yesterday's performance was really about some swing in the polls.
Yeah.
Do you think investors are focused on this election and making bets around it?
Massively focused on the election.
And you think they think Trump will win?
I think right now that is the bet, yeah.
And that's why we're talking about record highs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because less regulation, more stimulus. You know, look, you can argue about tariffs a zillion different ways, but people expect that that's going to help America be more competitive.
Mark, you agree with that?
Without a doubt, yeah. And when you look at just the performance of Trump favored sectors. You look at energy, less regulation has done very well. You look at financials have done very well, less regulation. Consumer discretionary, strong consumer has done well. Crypto has done well. And Stanley Druckenmiller, I believe it was yesterday, said that the market right now is pricing in a Trump victory based on the performance of bank stocks and crypto.
The predictions are out there. It took one interview to make the Dow Jones, S&P 500, NASDAQ shoot up. That's it. Just one little thing. Changes the direction of the trajectory of this entire election. Folks place their money and their bets on this. Not only that, I mean, I'm going to play some Al Smith Dinner quotes. It's going to change it even more. Dan Scavino Jr. put this out there. 10:17, Al Smith Dinner. And there he is, President Trump. He got a standing ovation after it was done. In the face of his enemies. Going back to that interview that Kamala was on with Fox, just a reminder from her on how everything's been playing out.
President Biden's decision to pull the U.S. out of Afghanistan led to the collapse of its government, its military, the death of 13 Americans, and it left tens of thousands of Afghans hoping to escape. It is one of the darkest moments of the Biden presidency.
You know what? You got to take responsibility for what happened in your administration.
As president, Trump severely restricted asylum and required migrants to await their court hearings in Mexico. When President Biden took office, he reversed those policies.
You know what? You got to take responsible for what happened in your administration.
New numbers confirming what we already know. Inflation is skyrocketing, reaching a 41-year high.
You know what? You got to take responsible for what happened in your administration.
The pain at the pump hitting Americans in the pocketbook. Gas prices reaching a record high, an average of $4.17 a gallon.
You know what? You got to take responsible for what happened in your administration.
Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, the largest invasion of a neighboring country in Europe since World War II.
You know what? You got to take responsible for what happened in your administration.
Breaking news tonight on that Chinese spy balloon. U.S. intelligence watched the high-flying airship as it lifted off near China's south coast. That means the U.S. military had been tracking it for nearly a week.
You know what? You got to take responsible for what happened in your administration.
The scenes this morning across Israel were chaotic, unprecedented, and terrifying. One of America's closest allies attacked and now at war.
You know what? You got to take responsible for what happened in your administration.
Doesn't matter if you heat your home with heating oil, gas, or electricity, you're going to pay more to stay warm this winter.
You know what? You got to take responsible for what happened in your administration.
You got to take responsibility for what happened in your administration. And somebody massively put all those clips together so we could see that. Kamala, after the interview with Brett Baer, my friend was in the camera crew for last night's interview with Brett Baer and Kamala Harris. Kamala clearly struggled, as many people have pointed out. After the interview concluded, she apparently refused to shake Brett's hand and called him dirty. She then said, "You're just another lousy MAGA nut job." Well, Brett just laughed. She then started to tear up and said, "We can edit this, right? Right?" Then she went on to her team and said, "Oh my goodness. Oh my God, it's over." At least she knew that she messed up. Royally. Somebody who didn't realize that she messed up would be this actor playing Hillary with the dentures.
And then on Fox, she stood up for herself. She didn't take any of the sort of foxiness rhetoric that came from Baer. And she was able to make her points despite every effort to undermine her and talk over her. She's exactly the kind of person that I want to be president.
Bring them out. Line them up. Get them on that mainstream media. Get them onto all of our teams so we can let them know how this all played out in our eyes so that the sheep won't wake up. No, it didn't work. She's tried everything. It's interesting because News Treason Channel 17 had a good take on some things recently. A lot of interesting coincidences on 1017, of course, is, you know, today's date equals Q. 1017's date, even though it's the 18th. As Tomato Bubble pointed out weeks ago on our show, where is Hillary Clinton today? 1017 on her book tour. Well, get that. Oh my goodness, October 17th. What is the first image ever posted to do the Q drops? Well, it was a Durham boat. Huh. And where's that book tour? Durham, North Carolina. Out of all places, where the Durham boat goes. What is written in one of today's 4-year deltas? That would be the 1017-2020 delta. Well, there's the Durham boat. It says book deals can be lucrative. What date? 1017-2020. Kamala's falling apart. Hillary's back in the news. No predictions here, just observations. Let's see what happens. There's a good catch there. Really good. So let's get to the dinner. First, we're going to start with Jim Gaffigan. This is the guy that plays Tim Walz in Saturday Night Live. Does an excellent job. Check it out.
Democrats have been telling us Trump's re-election is a threat to democracy. In fact, they were so concerned of this threat, they staged a coup, ousted their democratically elected incumbent, and installed Kamala Harris. In other words, all her dreams have come true. Really? It really makes you consider the power of prayer, right, Cardinal? Sometimes prayers take 3.5 years and a George Clooney op-ed.
Yeah. to their face in comedy, sharing how they performed a great coup to get rid of Biden. And they all laugh. Yeah, we know. We know. We go back there in those back rooms with our evil ways, and we're trying to figure out how to keep President Trump from getting in office. We know. We're the ones that used to be Trump's friends, but now we hate him because he stands for conservative values. We elites can't stand anything that has to do with conservative values. Not all of them. President Trump said half the room probably likes him, the other half hates him. So we'll give him that. We know Maria's on his side. Maria Bartiromo's up there. But, you know, interesting because they attacked Bret Baier on all the mainstream media news, saying that Bret Baier was supporting President Trump. He's a Trump. Remember, I just read that to you earlier. But check out, just to, you know, back in time, remember how Bret treated President Trump just a little bit.
I won in 2020.
You know that this,
and if you look at all of the tapes, if you look at everything that you want to look at, Pat, this was a very rigged
election. Are you going to go, this is how you're going to tell that independent suburban woman voter to vote for you?
We're off to winning an election, and I think we're winning very well. All corrupt stuff, Bret.
Understand about the Hunter Biden, all fair things.
But that's cheating on the election.
You lost the 2020 election.
Bret, intelligence agents.
There were recounts in all of the swing states. There was not significant widespread fraud.
We're trying to get recounts, real recounts, not just numbers of votes.
Widespread corruption. There was not a sense of that.
Money gets offered to people, and some people change.
But I will say, people on that list that are not taking money that decided that they're not supporting.
Well, for the most part, they are. You know, please, 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 could we have it back?
And they asked for that
because they have no. We were talking.
They did ask for it.
No.
So remember, Bret Baier grilled Donald Trump and interrupted him 20-plus times in a 20-minute interview. Far harsher treatment than he gave Kamala. But only now is the media accusing Bret Baier of a disgusting ambush. So they probably loved him when he went after President Trump. But oh no, they can't stand it when he makes Kamala look like a fool. All right, top five things from the dinner for President Trump.
I used to think the Democrats were crazy for saying that men have periods. But then I met Tim Walz. Well, I'd better wrap up because Mayor Adams told me earlier that I needed to make this one very quick, especially the city has reserved this room for a large group of illegal aliens coming in from Texas. There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. A major issue in this race is child care, and Kamala has put forward a concept of a plan. A lot of people don't like it. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband Doug anywhere near the nannies. Just keep them away. That's a nasty one. Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president.
That was probably my favorite one. You're so woke. Don't worry, Chuck Schumer, just become a woman. Declare your woman and then run for president. You'll be the first woman president. Oh, man. All this stuff makes me want to take just a little coffee break. Check this out from Hunter's Blend Coffee. It's amazing.
Well, there's a great scene in the movie Evan Almighty when Morgan Freeman's character, he's playing the part of God. He says to someone, he said, if someone prays for patience, do you think God just gives them patience or does he give them an opportunity to be patient? If someone prays for courage, do you think God just gives them courage or does he give them the opportunity to be courageous? And if somebody prays for a close family, do you think he just gives them warm, fuzzy feelings or does he give them opportunities to be loving to each other? Now, the good news about all this is that God doesn't just throw us out in the street and good luck, see what happens. No, he says, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I will never leave you or forsake you. He is walking with us every step of the way. And even as uncomfortable as it is, it'd be so nice if God was more like a genie in a bottle. But it's really through the process that He normally walks us through. It's like a t-shirt I saw the other week. We grow through what we go through. But the good news is, we don't have to do it alone. God is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And welcome to the Great Awakening.
My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that your morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing and roasting specialty grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said it's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. They really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company. Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today.
Tradition holds that I'm supposed to tell a few self-deprecating jokes this evening. So here it goes. Nope. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. There's nothing to say. I guess I just don't see the point of taking shots at myself when other people have been shooting at me for a hell of a long time and they shoot at me.
Wow. Cracking jokes about his assassination attempts. It's never been a president like this, says Raging Americans. I guess I don't see the point of taking shots at myself when people have been shooting at me for a long time. Those shots, I think, are going to be ringing back to the enemy. If you guys didn't catch it, you probably saw in the intro, I was trying to let you understand and know that it seemed and appeared that these remarks by President Trump were aimed at something that is a four-year delta on the cue board, putting it all together about golden domes crashing down the diseased temple. Think about that. Look at the picture of Epstein Island and that temple where they sacrificed children, where hundreds of Hollywood actors and singers and politicians and world influencers went, including Bill Clinton 26, 27 times. And then think about these remarks that President Trump made. Here we go.
If we win, as I'm president-elect, I'm going to get that done. I'm going to do it before we ever get back. We have to get it stopped. Too much killing. It's killing, and all of those cities are coming crashing down. Those beautiful golden domes are crashing down on their sides. They're so sad to see. The whole thing is so sad. So we're going to be for all those people.
All the killing. So sad. So sad. All the killing. Those golden domes going down. All the killing. So sad. Right when I become president-elect. That's what I caught. That's what Just Like Gizmo caught. What do you guys think? Let us know below the video. Another thing that was interesting is the Communist News Network. Would have never thought we'd heard this from this guy's mouth.
What did you make of this performance?
Oh, no, don't ask me first. I thought he was funny. I thought he actually got a few great jokes in. I thought the best moment was we talked about the assassination attempts and made light of what he's experienced, because I think he's experiencing real trauma, real PTSD as a result of the shootings, but he's still able to have a light moment in this room. And he took advantage of the fact that Kamala Harris wasn't there.
Which is really the subtext of this whole thing.
Exactly. That she didn't.
They're usually supposed to be in the same room.
How about that? Brian Stelter. Did they get to him? They tell him, hey, time to switch things up there, buddy, because you're in big trouble if you don't. I don't know. It's just weird. All of a sudden, these guys are starting to change little by little. Of course, talking about Kamala not showing up for this event. That's right. You heard him. She didn't even show up. So check out President Trump on his remarks on this.
Crowd tonight, because it just isn't. It's not my normal crowd. Believe me, my normal crowd is younger, has a lot more energy. But you have certain advantages, too, like cash, lots of cash. But many of you are Manhattan liberals from the media and the Democrat Party. I always say the Democrat, you know, Chuck doesn't like that. He likes Democratic. And it sounds much more beautiful, the Democratic Party. I always say the Democrat Party because it sounds worse. It is true. He likes Democratic. Why don't they just change the name? This way, you know, it is Democrat. But I must say I was shocked when I heard that Kamala was skipping the Al Smith dinner. I'd really hoped that she would come because we can't get enough of hearing her beautiful laugh. She laughs like crazy. But I know this isn't my...
Her beautiful laugh. The hyena. Man, he got another good jab in there. You know, just to throw some notes in here. Gaston County, North Carolina, is the first to fully report, just to let you know, that in 2020, on day one, they had 606,072 voters. Democrats put in 2,484 votes for them, 37%. GOP got 2,644, 39%. In 2024, day one, 7,132 voters. Dems got 1,951, that's 27% of the vote. They lost 10% already. And the Republicans are at 3,311, 46% already. Up 7 points from 2020. On day one. Do you see what's going on? President Trump even talked about these numbers.
Tradition holds that I'm supposed to tell a few self-deprecating jokes this evening. So here it goes. Nope. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. There's nothing to say.
So anyway, that's the wrong clip. I had a clip for you that... basically talks about how he said he's leading the polls, but he's not going to say how he knows or what numbers are floating in. But you remember when President found out that Lion Kamala was doing a video message instead of being at the Al Smith dinner, he said she shouldn't be allowed to do a video message. Kamala should be there like almost every other presidential candidate in their history, except Walter Mondale. He didn't show up, and he lost 49-1. Boy, that'd be a great scene, wouldn't it, for all of us to see? They didn't give me the option of a video message, nor would I have done it. This is very disrespectful to everyone involved. She should be here or lose the Catholic vote. So she created a video, and I'm going to just play a little bit. I don't think I want to watch this whole thing. It's really cringe, and you can imagine how folks felt when this thing played in the room.
Your Eminence and distinguished guests, the Al Smith dinner provides a rare opportunity to set aside partisanship.
Cool. Oh, sorry.
Hey, what's going on? Who was that?
Oh, sorry, Mary Catherine Gallagher. Mary Catherine Gallagher, it's so nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, Mary Catherine. Right now I'm trying to record my speech for tonight's dinner.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just want to say that I'm Catholic, and tonight is one of the biggest dinners next to the Last Supper.
It is a very important dinner, and it's an important tradition that I'm so proud to be a part of.
Sometimes when I get nervous, I stick my fingers under my arms, and I smell them like that. But that's gross.
So tell me something. I'm giving a speech. Do you have some thoughts about what I might say tonight?
My feelings about what you should say tonight would be best expressed in a monologue from one of my favorite made-for-TV series.
Okay, let's hear it.
Don't you see, man? We need a woman to represent us. A woman brings more heart, more compassion. And think how smart she must be to become a top contender in a field dominated by men. It's time for a woman, bro! And with this woman, we can fly!
What series was that from?
Oh, that's from House of Dragons, now streaming on HBO Max.
Is there anything that you think that maybe I shouldn't bring up tonight?
Well, don't lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness to thy neighbor.
Indeed, especially thy neighbor's election results.
Just so you know, there will be a fact checker there tonight.
Oh, that's great. Who?
Jesus. And maybe don't say anything negative about Catholics.
I would never do that, no matter where I was. That would be like criticizing Detroit. In Detroit.
Does it bother you that Trump guy insults you all the time? Because it really bothers my friends and me.
Oh, Mary Catherine, it's very important to always remember you should never let anyone tell you who you are. You tell them who you are.
Haters gonna hate, hate, hate. Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off. Good for you, Mary
Catherine.
They're ready.
Oh, yeah, okay. And also remember one more thing. Don't worry if you make a mistake. Catholic people are very forgiving. Yeah, and also one last thing I want to tell you. Don't forget to say superstar.
Thank you, Mary Catherine.
Thank you, Mamala.
Thank you. Your Eminence and distinguished guests.
Oh, boy. How sick, how degrading can you get? And then it goes to the room, and listen to them clap for this.
America.
People are howling, excited from what they just heard, and what they just saw. They have no common sense there in that room. Sickening.
I don't even know what that noise you're making is. Something like, ah. I don't know. As I watched that, I couldn't help but think of now I know how my kids felt when I FaceTimed into a piano recital they were at.
Yeah. The jokes are coming in, but they're on her. What's not funny is the RNC has filed a lawsuit against election officials in Detroit, Michigan. That's right, for deleting surveillance footage of ballot drop boxes when asked to provide it. That's right, they deleted it. Why? They want the court to issue a writ of mandamus, forcing them to retain footage of the 2024 election. Deleting drop box surveillance footage while there is a pending FOIA request for it is an assault on transparency. This breach of trust is exactly what reduces confidence in our elections. We will hold Detroit accountable, as this secrecy has no place in a fair and secure election. Michiganders deserve far better. RNC Chair Waltley. The footage in question is from the primary election that took place in August. The officials were legally required to preserve the footage, but they deleted it upon receiving the FOIA request, the Freedom of Information Act request. Oh, yeah. Got to get it deleted. We don't want folks to see what we really did. The lawsuit's more important than realized at face value. By obtaining a court order before the 2024 election to force officials to preserve footage, the RNC is creating legal jeopardy for any officials that do delete footage. It also means the Democrat officials can't invoke the argument of latches to dismiss any future lawsuit about the footage. They're watching. This is good. Thank you, George, for putting that out for us to see. Liz Harrington said, here is CNN telling you that they are going to use insecure votes to get Harris over the finish line. CNN, Trump will look like he's ahead until, quote, those ballots are added into the results, unquote. How do they get those ballots? By email with no citizenship check or verification. There it is, right on the screen for you guys to pause and look at. An overseas ballot process that has long been seen as sacrosanct by both parties due to its connection to U.S. military members is the target of multiple GOP-backed lawsuits filed in recent days. The new assault, legal assault, comes as ballots cast by Americans abroad have become very favorable for Democrats. It could be crucial in getting Vice President Kamala Harris over the finish line. But the Republicans will have to overcome several procedural issues, but any court order setting overseas ballots aside to be counted later after the disputes are resolved, quote, here we go, risks giving Trump the appearance of a lead on election night that would likely be diminished once those ballots were added into the results. Key to Trump's strategy in his efforts to overturn the election in 2020 was to argue that ballot counting should stop after Election Day, and it should. Why can't we go back to the good old days? You go in, you vote, they count it, it's done. So, of course, that leads to some talks about Newsom on the PBD podcast on voter ID.
But why is it so? Yesterday, and who would sign the bill to even present it to him? He signed a bill that you're not even allowed to ask for voter ID. In other words, it's not like you can't have voter ID. That's terrible. Because everybody should have voter ID. You have ID for everything. The Democrats had big ID. You know, when they had their convention, a friend of mine couldn't get in. He said he doesn't have the proper credentials. They want voter ID. Mm-hmm. They had a strong ID. They had an ID that you had to wear, like a prisoner wears, you know, with a number. Mm-hmm. It was like this big card with a picture and everything over their tie. So they have it for the Democrat National Convention, right? But they don't want to have it for the vote. But Gavin Newsom signed a thing that was incredible. He signed a bill that if you ask somebody for identification having to do with voting, I think you've committed a crime, okay? Now, there's only one reason that that happens, because they want to cheat. There's no other reason. There's no conceivable
reason. Are you surprised?
How about that? Just one show after another for all of us to see how this is playing out. And, of course, we get to the illegals that are coming through the border. We talk about what President Trump has been letting folks know to deport these illegals now. Just a reminder.
In honor of Jocelyn, Nungari, Lakin, Riley, beautiful Lakin, Rachel, Morin, and all of the others that are dead and or mortally wounded at the hands of migrants who should never have been allowed into our country, I'm announcing today that upon taking office, we will have an Operation Aurora at the federal level to expedite the removals of these savage gangs. And I will invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. This was put there 1798. That's a long time ago, right? To target and dismantle every migrant criminal network operating on American soil. Who would have ever thought that a president or a future president would ever have to stand here and say such things? Who would think that that's even possible to have to do? So many things are changed in the last 4 years. But that's the state of our country now after Kamala and Joe Biden have just absolutely destroyed our country. We will send elite squads of ICE, Border Patrol, and federal law enforcement officers to hunt down, arrest, and deport every last illegal alien gang member until there is not a single one left in this country. And if they come back into our country, they will be told it is an automatic 10-year sentence in jail with no possibility of parole.
Amen.
And I'm hereby calling for the death penalty for any migrant that kills an American citizen or a law enforcement officer. I make this pledge and vow to you, November 5th, 2024, will be Liberation Day in America. Will be Liberation Day. I will rescue Aurora and every town that has been invaded and conquered. These towns have been conquered. Explain that to your governor. He doesn't have a clue. They've been conquered.
They've been conquered. And so that's interesting. And I want to show you here, James O'Keefe had an undercover video where they pretended to seek asylum. He walks into New York Roosevelt Hotel. You won't believe what they were able to gain with that secret camera. It's amazing. AndWeKnow.com is where we're at. We've got all of our videos there for you to find. All you have to do is head up to the top. You'll see that we have X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram. They're all in the top right there. You can see them. We have plenty of our home videos, Discover, our contact page if you want to send photos in. You can see that all of our videos are located, our AUK merch, our fellowship members. You can subscribe to our newsletter there by putting your name and email in that box. Also, our partners, if you say, you know what, I watched a video, there was this one, I wanted that EMF protection. Oh, there it is. It's on AndWeKnow.com. I scroll there down, and there it is. Core Health Labs, Dr. Shockley's there, Immune Support, LT Pet Club's there, New Spring Wellness Center. We've got an interview tomorrow coming out. You're going to love it. That is absolutely amazing. Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri. Ascent Nutrition, Bright Core, Hunter's Blend Coffee, and Parker Pastures. Man, you just stacked there. We're so excited for what we have there for you. Also, just a reminder, we've been sending folks to Clout Hub. If you're trying to find our Clout Hub and you can't find the description box below, go to our link tree. Click on link tree and the Clout Hub actually shows up. How can I get there? Well, you know what? Let me take a second just to show you before we move on. If you go to x.com, if you guys have that, all you have to do is go to And We Know on X at And We Know. And when you go there, you're going to see that we pinned the all links link tree. I'm showing it to you right now, the link tree And then it's got And We Know 828. That's our link tree. And We Know 828. And you're going to see we have links for all of our stuff. Isn't that cool? And you go to Clout Hub. You click on Clout Hub. And when you click on that bad boy, it'll open up. It's taking a second. Spin it just a little bit. And there we go. And We Know's channel on Clout Hub and all of our videos there. And when you push play on one of the videos, you can click. And you see how I'm showing this here? I'm showing right here. Look at all of the different languages you can click and show. So say you pick, let's pick one. Let's pick German. You push play and watch what happens.
And I will make no apologies for feeling like my voice is at least worth something, even if my pockets ain't.
See that? See that? The words are in German. You can change to any language. Kind of cool. I like that. And so anyway, love that. And we also have our merch, shop.andweknow.com. You can have sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. Guys, we're getting ready for this holiday season. You want to have that ready and available. Also, get ready for Election Day by taking 28% off all statement tees. And use code VOTE828 and you get a free Save America button with any statement tee purchase. That is so cool. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
$220 million to provide migrant accommodations and services. Now we wanted to discover what other things we could obtain by visiting the Roosevelt Hotel.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Bien, bien.
So I walk in, guy's like, okay, so what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'm looking for asylum, refugee status.
¿Tienes su documento de inmigración?
No, lo que dije al señor que perdí todo en el camino entre Texas y Nueva York.
So obviously I need to translate some of this for you.
Asylum, refugee
check this out.
Status.
I'll read it for you. Do you have any immigration documents? No, as I said to the gentleman, I lost everything on my way from Texas to New York. I don't have anything. Oh, okay. Do you have an ID? No, I don't have anything. You don't have anything? Nothing? No.
I guess a supervisor. Yeah, just go ahead and register him.
Yes, register.
First thing on the clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
gracias.
Thank you.
He filled out a little sheet, gave me a wristband. He said, do you want refuge in New York? Or do you want us to fly you to another state or another
city? Whoa. Do you want a shelter or a flight? A flight, for example, if you have family in another state in the country, we can buy a flight to go to your family. A shelter is fine for now. Okay, for now.
And he goes, oh, well, if you have family in like another city, we can take, we'll pay for your flight. The government will pay for it.
Later, if I want a flight later, can I? You can come back here without a problem. We can buy you a ticket.
So in a post 9/11 America, a man who claims he is from a foreign country can secure a taxpayer-funded plane ticket and receive a temporary ID.
I'm in the system. That's my number. And they gave me this. They had me sign it, and I was about to get the medical exam.
This paper, sir.
Yeah, this is kind of like, I guess this is kind of like my temporary ID for here.
You got a temporary ID.
I guess.
Get into the place.
These temporary IDs are used to gain entrance into homeless migrant shelters, including at a place called Randall's Island.
So he goes to Hellgate, East River, New York City. Ward's Island Bridge. He's walking over that.
Along the journey, I was looking for people with virtue, but it seemed around every corner was greed and graft and self-interest. I was filled with dread about what lay at the end of the Ward's Island Bridge, and yet there was a part of me that was looking for at least one glimmer of hope. Someone, anybody, who had an ounce of integrity left inside them. But I would need to be punched in the gut a few more times.
So this is where they end up right here. This footbridge right here takes you over to Randall's Island, where thousands of illegal migrants are currently housed. But right up here you see the shelter. And some workers there through the green fence. Hey, guys. What is going on in there?
Shelter.
A shelter for who?
Homeless migrants.
And so you guys got to check out how that's playing out. It's your hard-earned taxpayer money, housing these illegals, flying them all over the place wherever they want. It's all from the government, you know. But we can't help the Helene victims. Oh, no. The ones that are out there suffering. Oh, no, can't help them out. We've got to do that on our own, which we are. I wanted to play something from that, by the way, a touching testimony of a resident, 92 years old, since we're on that note.
Never seen a storm like this, and we've lived with that river since 1954, and I enjoyed living by the river. But anyway, this flood was different. I never dreamed of losing my house. It was a very well-built house. And we just thought, well, that would handle my family if we got a big flood. But it didn't handle the family. So it's very overwhelming. It still seems like a dream. But I'm so thankful that we got out alive and that all my family is safe. We are a very close family and seem like we're not really grieving like most people would, because three of us barely escaped through the back door. And then we had to crawl and lead each other up a pasture to my neighbor's house. Which was very exhausting for all of us. But we got a lot to be thankful for, and I'm going to miss it. But we're so thankful to have our family, and people have responded so great to all of us that everything is just like a miracle for us.
There we are, 92 years old, Adeline Briggs, so beautiful. And you know, there's a land grab going on. It's happening. Many are sharing videos. I had several of them saved, and I'm having trouble finding them now. I should have downloaded them and had them play for you. But it's really sad, the one video after another that I've been noticing where they're actually taking the land from folks. And saw this also, just a quick video, the Appalachians, they play music to kind of match what's going on. I just want to play this clip for a second here.
There's violence down on Market Street, but we didn't know violence till we met Helene. And the good folks are drowning in the mountain homes. You'll have to take a talking heads, they ain't seen what I've seen. I've seen a mother standing on top of her house, a baby in her arms as he floated on down.
Right in Black Mountain, North Carolina. I'm going to show you some more in a moment, but first, check out what we found here.
Holy moly, we've all seen this video, right? Ethel Kennedy's funeral, you got Bush, and you got Obama, and you got Biden, and they're all standing there. Their left is like, look at three great presidents. I got to turn my potatoes down. See what they're talking? People are like, and it's been going around forever. People are like, what are they saying? Like, what are they talking about? Let me tell you the story about how the New York Post got one of their world-renowned lip readers to come on and tell you exactly what they're talking about. Apparently, Joe Biden started off the conversation saying she's not as strong as me, and they are pretty sure that they are talking about Kamala Harris. Then Obama's like, yeah, that's true. Going on to state, I know, that's true, we have time. Then Biden, he's like, yeah, we'll get it in time. It was translated by Jeremy Freeman, who's a London-based forensic lip reader who was born deaf and for 16 years has served as the University College of London certified expert witness for litigants, the police, and journalists. I want to say that the conversation was very supportive and he detected no tension between Obama and Biden. And when people from the Democratic Party were asked about what they thought they were saying, some were saying that they believed it was an honest take on the state on the 2024 race, and others expressed such a strong belief that they questioned the accuracy of the script, because of course you did. From the onset, there has been a widespread concern that Harris was not a strong alternative to Biden, who clearly is a sinking ship. So much so that multiple House members floated the idea of an open convention for or removing Harris from the ticket along with Biden. Barack Obama, you are out of time. You are out of time. And I hate to say it, but Joe Biden was right. They could have rode with Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden has pretty diehard supporters, regardless of his mental capacity. They lost those supporters with Kamala. And then almost immediately after last night's Fox News interview with Kamala Harris and Bret Baier, a new Polymarket poll, it's not really a poll, it's more like a betting thing, but it came out having Trump at 62% and Kamala at 37, which is dangerously close to what Joe Biden was when they pulled him. You're out of time. There's no time, and you can't swap her out. There's only one way that you can get around this. Well, there's two, and one's really, really messy. Make sure come November 4, you're getting your asses out there and you're voting.
One's messy. I wonder what that messy one is. Can you guys take a guess? Yeah. I want to take you back to North Carolina real quick before we move on. First-hand account of a resident of North Carolina.
What's up, guys? So I'm out in, this is Old Fort still, so we're on an area that was hit pretty bad. Came out to check on a tree, but it's in the power lines, and, you know, this area was underwater. So I got somebody with me who will leave names and everything out, but we got this house here, and she's going to tell you a little story about it.
I know FEMA came over here to this one, and they put them out the same day and said that they couldn't stay there. They was condemning that house, and they're probably about to take it off the this property right here. And they're taking all them trailers down there.
Just walk closer.
They put everyone out. No one's really here too much, as you could tell.
So are you kind of the last one living here?
Yeah, pretty much. It's us and like two other people that still stand down here. But everybody else, they came down here, they looked, and they sold them. They had to get out.
So they're telling them to get out. Your home is condemned. So you've lived up there, your family, it's there's your life, your living. Not, hey, we're going to help you clean it up. Not, we're going to, you know, put over $250 billion to that area since we do that for Ukraine. I mean, we help Ukraine out and we do all the stuff that we can, you know, to help them because they're in a war-torn zone. And we're going to rebuild your communities. Oh, no, we're going to tell you get out. It's condemned. It's our property now. We need this for our billion-dollar lithium mines, right? You understand, folks, what's going on? Do you get it? Folks are recording. They're letting you know how this is playing out. Reminds us a lot of how they had problems there in Maui. And noticed also that Ann Vanderstil went over and checked out one of those FEMA camps, right? It's about a 21-minute video put in the description box below. And she confronted them.
And the fairground. And we saw this location a couple of days ago, and so we asked some of the neighbors what was going on. They said, oh, it's a FEMA camp, and it's being leased by the trucking company. We were like, the ground that the trucking company owns. So we looked it up, and it's a different ownership. Yes. But we were just wondering what it is y'all are doing, and because FEMA's had, you know, they said they were pulling out because of militia and stuff, which that was debunked. So we just want to get the truth out because people are kind of like all over the place.
Understood, yes.
You know?
Yes, definitely understandable. We are definitely not pulling out. We are actually building this for our responders, for FEMA responders, other federal agencies. We have several of these sites around the area to help volunteer agencies as well that need lodging that are coming in to help the survivors in the local area.
Okay.
So that's what this is being stood up for.
So this
so they're building their own lodging for their own folks that are coming in so they can do federal government can just move on in and they can start going around and they can come back to their little home that they built for them and continue to do the land grabs and make sure that they can do all they can to destroy the community. That's the way I look at it. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Another thing, you know, getting into the young minds, those are for us, but check out what happens to a child as they go to school.
They said that my teacher was screaming at us saying the other class was voting Trump, so they don't get to use the pimple patches, not the school supplies for the girls. They don't get to use the computers, the chargers, or the, what's it called it? The scrunchies, the deodorant, or stuff like that.
Okay, so you guys don't get to use this stuff. It's mm-hmm. okay. And then what was said about the pizza party?
That we don't get the pizza party because only the kids that have, only our class that voted Kamal get to eat the pizza party, but some of the kids didn't vote for Kamal, they voted for Trump.
So then what's going to happen to them?
And they're not going to be included. Only the kids that voted for Kamal.
So if you vote for Kamala, you get the pizza. If you vote for Trump, you don't get anything. That young voice is telling you how they're treating you at those schools. Check out what happens to a Pennsylvania mother. All right? When her 17-year-old's being forced to register as a Democrat.
September 23rd, 2024, my 17-year-old daughter was pulled out of class by a minority inspector and was told it was mandatory that she register to vote. Not only was she told it was mandatory that she register to vote, she was told what party she should register with. After 22 days of me calling, emailing, around the clock, I finally got a response. And here's the response. I cannot go on school property. I'm not permitted on school property. And if I do go on school property, I have to call ahead of time. After all this was said and done, I still don't have an answer on why the minority inspector pulled my 17-year-old daughter out of class and told her it was mandatory that she register to vote, and why my daughter was told horrible things about one party and not the other. I said all that to say, this just goes to show Pittsburgh Public Schools is corrupt and they have no excuse for their horrible, terrible behavior.
Yeah. Makes you wonder why we don't have more taking their kids out of school and saying, you know what, we're going to find a good conservative teacher and we're going to bring five families together, put our money together the best we can and pay that person to teach. Schools are ruining our children. The government-controlled schools, a lot of them. There's good teachers out there. I know. I get emails from them. I worked with many of them. I had good school teachers also in a few schools growing up. Most of them, though, came from my experience, came from 5th through 8th grade when I went to a Christian school where they taught. I had to literally go through diagramming sentences. We had to do book reports every single week in front of the class. We had to stand up there and give a 5-minute report on what we read. It's classical learning. I think that's where I learned to stand in front of others and talk. Learned how to read, learned how to diagram sentences and more. While that's happening, they bring these young kids from other countries, 15 years old, 11 crimes committed in New York City, one taxpayer-funded apartment, and zero consequences. While they're dumbing down our children, while they're scaring them to vote for one party over another, they import migrants that are scaring them to death in those schools too. What are you guys going to do? Are you going to pray? Are you going to ask our Heavenly Father for help? Are you going to walk around and talk to your neighbors and try to figure out how you're going to school at home and get them out of these government school systems before they fall apart? I'm reading a book from Thomas Sowell now about how our school systems are failing our children. So Kevin O'Leary was on Communist News Network talking about the tariffs.
I don't really understand why he keeps going back to this well of more and more and more tariffs.
Let me explain why. Let's take China. Let's take an example that every American understands, TikTok. Everybody knows TikTok. American people made a decision in Congress to ban it on midnight, Jan 19th. The supreme leader of China said, no, we're going to use your court systems to litigate the American people so that doesn't happen. I can't do that in China. The Supreme Leader would never let me do that. I can't protect my IP there. Chinese have been screwing my 45 businesses for 35 years. I like the idea of going to war with China with tariffs to change behavior.
But it didn't change behavior. All it did
because
was hurt American
had
companies.
Weak leadership that doesn't know how to implement.
This is the same leadership. It was Trump who
launched
the trade
war with
China.
Then it was Clinton saying, let's democratize China, let's show them democracy, and they'll play fair in the WTO.
But to Catherine's point,
it's time to raise tariffs to China to 400%.
Hang on a second. Trump already raised tariffs on China.
Not enough.
There have been many studies showing that U.S. companies and consumers are the ones who bore the cost.
Academic study. I'm doing real business in China. I'm actually doing business there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually working
American
there.
Companies?
There's no academics in my company.
Where do you think they buy their inputs from?
Let me explain something to you.
From China.
The Chinese steal my
American...
IP. They make the same product with the molds that I pay for there.
Okay.
They ship them into this country under a different brand. I don't like it anymore, and I've been trying to solve this for 30 years.
If you tariff everything from China... At
there's no
60%.
Academic in my world.
You're
going to
be paying more for the stuff you buy. You're going to be paying more for the stuff you buy. They knew even in the 1600s that you should not tariff inputs.
Kevin,
let's just take a yoga mat.
Every American.
Put a 400% tariff on a yoga mat. We'll make it in Vietnam or make it in India or make it in America. We won't buy anything from China. And the
it will still be
will
more
come,
expensive.
He'll come to
New York. It will be more expensive.
No.
Absolutely it will be.
We won't buy it from there.
Wait,
what do you mean we won't
also,
buy it
hold
from
on,
there?
Hold on one second, because I get the
why
back
are you
and
raising
forth,
the price?
But Kevin, you're having a different. This is always what happens when we talk about Trump and the economy. People come on here.
Trump.
Hang on. No, just hang on. People come on the show, and then they defend a different economic policy than the one that Trump is advocating. He says in the clip, "What am I going to do? Negotiate with China or Mexico?" He doesn't want to negotiate. He says you're not going to get anything from them. Okay, that's what he says. He does not want to negotiate. Also, the question I asked you is, where is the rest of the plan? Where is the rest of the economic plan?
Well, why don't you just look at his track record for the last, you know, the term that he had, no inflation, fantastic wage growth. I mean, look, he actually sat in the seat at the White House.
You forget 2020.
You may not like what he did.
President
you may not like
Trump
him,
was president in 2020.
But I don't remember.
So this is a Washington Compost columnist, in case you're wondering who this little freak is sitting next to him. This, I don't know, probably got a couple of demons, maybe a legion, but won't allow the experienced man with tons of money and businesses all over the place, won't let him talk, just keeps talking over him because that's what she gets paid to do. Can't handle the professional talking over her little academic mind and her hatred of Trump. So speaking of money, just wanted to make sure that you guys know we have a great video coming out this Sunday. BRICS meeting could be the next phase of a monetary reset on the earth. Biblical direction, understand the times. That's what we're going to get from Dr. Kirk Elliott. And the parallel economy with silver is really good. Right now, with all these other things that they have planned, and we know .com/gold, you can reach out to Dr. Elliott and get support from him and his team. Here's a clip from that.
So you look at the countries, granted, it's 50% of the world's population, but right. Then they added the oil producers of the world. Well, what else are they going to add? So they're also going to announce the other countries that they're going to add into this mix. And this is what becomes really interesting. So who's going to be added to BRICS? If we scroll down, there's like a multicolored chart.
Okay, good. At the bottom, yep.
Yep, right, and it's the paragraph right after that. So who are they going to add? Over two dozen countries, Algeria.
So all these countries are added to that BRICS deal, and it's he's going to share with you how that's going to play out for all of us. Now, as we're in October, just want to make sure you guys know what a coincidence the White House is red on Red October, the 17th of October, 2024. Also, if you look at the Empire State Building, October 17th, 2024, red. Full Hunter's Blood, Red Moon, Rig 4, red. I believe these are comms that are coming out for us, and you need to know. Many are sharing stuff like this. I don't think many of you realize it yet, but November through January is going to be one of the most dangerous times that any of us have ever experienced in our lifetimes in the United States. Brace yourselves. It's going to get ugly. Another thing that we wanted to share is Grasshopper. He saw that President Trump posted 37 seconds back-to-back drops. Why won't 60 Minutes release the fraudulent tapes of lying Kamala's interview with them? Also, 60 Minutes should be immediately taken off the air. So he separated 37 seconds from those posts. Well, then you go to number 37 on the Intel board. Okay. Remember, when he put this out, he's talking about the fraudulent tapes of Kamala's interview. Remember where they went in and they edited the tapes. They don't want to give us the real interview. They doctored her answers deceptively. It would be the end of anyone's campaign. Kamala's slow and coherent is no way qualified to be president. Release the tapes. We can do it the nice way or the hard way. In other words, fight the good fight. Let justice be served. 60 Minutes should be taken off. It's the biggest scandal in broadcast history. History marks and matches one of the words on drop number 37. And this is how we're going to close today. They are the true patriots. We will never forget. Let these coming days be remembered in our history as the time we fought to recapture the Republic from those evil, bad actors who for so long have sacrificed the good people of this land for their own personal gain. Fight the good fight. Let justice be served.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for guiding and directing our lives each and every day. And thank you for how you've masterfully put together this information war for all of us to be able to use resources and communicate with each other in such a way to get the truth out on how this evil one continues to fight against us and will always continue to fight in many ways to destroy humankind. He hates your creation. And we know this. And until Christ comes back, we know we have to deal with these battles. Please equip us to fight these battles. Give us the faith to stand up strong against these evil ones, against these cacklers, against these screamers, against these folks that are filled with demonic beings who can see nothing past their own evil that's fed into their brains day in and day out. We need your help and support to watch our own lives, our own tongues, and more. We lift up those folks that are hurting in the Appalachians. Many reports of people that waited for help that didn't receive it and died while they were waiting. Hundreds, if not thousands, of body bags have been delivered. They're looking for so many thousands of missing people. We certainly hope that the government will not win this battle of stealing land from people for their gain. We ask as we get closer to this election that you protect us, that somehow in some way that all of this would not work for them as they try to steal this election once again. We know that this is probably a movie playing out, but at the same time, may we be able to always trust in you no matter the turnout. Without you, we can do nothing. And we know that you have great plans for our nation, even if it means to take us to the very bottom, where only you can rescue us. We understand. We ask for continued protection over those that are fighting this battle, over our own families, and more. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Hope this has been a good week for you to try to get these out each day. Also, a great report. My son got out of his tear duct surgery, and he's doing well, getting some rest in the hospital, and was able to get home. They don't allow us to stay there too long with him. He's getting rest, so I was able to get home and get this put together for you. And I feel like Heavenly Father, through your prayers, is allowing me to get these put together a lot faster, especially with the intros require so much work. So it's really good. I enjoy doing this, and I'm thankful the Lord gave me the time to be able to do this, and then I get back to my son, all right? For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
Up if we win, as I'm president-elect, I'm going to get that done. I'm going to do it before we ever get back. We have to get it stopped. Too much killing. It's killing, and all of those cities are coming crashing down. Those beautiful golden domes are crashing down on their sides. They're so sad to see. The whole thing is so sad.
See, the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath, a driving wind swirling down on the heads of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he fully accomplishes the purposes of his heart. In days to come, you will understand this.
You guys know what this represents?
What all of
it? Memories to come before the storm.
Lester Stormy.
Could be. Calm before the storm.